Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Colm Kearn, Funeral Director with Kearn Brothers Funeral Care and spokesperson for the Irish Association of Funeral Directors, is with me to answer all of your questions today. I know it's not always, Colm, the kind of thing people want to, you know, necessarily engage with, but as we know from chatting to you before, it's something people should.
Yeah, no, it's a topic that people are very, very interested in talking about all the time. Or not all the time, but when they meet you out and about, to say, oh, I just have this question. You probably never asked this before.
And you, but, as you have asked it all the time. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a query for Colm today. This listener is wondering, our uncle died in the UK. He doesn't have any family over there. So how do we go about bringing him home? Do we contact an Irish funeral director or a UK one?
Very good question. We have a network of funeral directors across the UK who would be more than... the first step is to make contact with an Irish funeral director, and then they'll make contact with a network of funeral directors across the UK and organise the repatriation from there.
Is that an expensive process?
Typically not, especially if it's done by ferry, which it can be done by. It's much more... or much less expensive than it is to bring somebody by air freight.
Okay, so they would need. So this family would need to contact their local funeral director, and they'll start
from that point on. And that's the job of funeral directors, to take over from that first call.
Yeah. Okay. My sister was buried in Mayo in the family plot of her former husband. Says this texter, he has since died and has gone into the same grave. Now the separation was amicable. Is it possible for us to bring her body back to Dublin and bury it here? That must be a very difficult situation.
Yeah, it's very contentious, and it does arise more often than you would think, where you have family fallouts or changes in families. You can request what's called an exhumation. It's a costly, it's a time consuming, and it can be a very difficult job to do. But ultimately, if a family, you need to apply to local county council to be able to do it, but you can do it under certain circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. And would that example of that listener's situation, is that something you think might qualify?
Yeah, I have seen that qualify before, but again, it's up to each local authority to give approval, and each local authority seem to have different rules and procedures depending on where you are.
Is that the kind of thing that, you know, pre-death, if possible, should be set out in a will?
Yeah, well, even it doesn't even necessarily have to be set out in a will. Like, you can have that in your wishes, let's say, with your local funeral director. You can have it in your will, but to have that organised and have that conversation with your family, I would feel is the most important way to deal with it, is to make sure that everybody knows what your wishes are. And if your wishes are something that's going to cause controversy, have that conversation now and get it sorted.
In advance, yeah. When you write a will and it says where you want to be buried, do the undertakers, will they get that in time?
Not always, not unless it's written down, not unless it's been provided to the funeral director. It can be provided to a family member, and then the family member will pass it on. But unless you are very specific about your wishes and you give instructions clearly to a funeral director or your next of kin, that necessarily won't always happen.
So it's the next of kin really you need to chat to?
Next of kin, but you can also give your instructions to a solicitor or to a funeral director.
Oh, yeah.
That's whose wishes you can keep them with.
So once then they're notified that you've passed away, that paperwork kicks in then.
Exactly.
Okay. Listeners wondering, Colm, on average, what does a funeral cost in terms of church and burial?
Well, let's talk about what is a typical funeral. And the most typical funeral in Ireland is collection from place of death, awake in either a funeral home or a family home, religious funeral and burial. And across the country, you're talking in the region of between 5,000 to 7,000 euros for that, depending on what type of coffin is picked out, what type of plots are purchased. And most, I would be describing that would exclude costs of plot purchases. But if somebody has an existing plot, that's what we're talking about there. But it ranges across the country. But we see with our own network of funeral directors across the country that it's typically in that region of 5,000 to 7,000
euro. This listener says, I'd like as natural a funeral as possible. So what are my options? I've heard of wicker coffins. Is that the best thing to do? Are there Irish companies who do that type of thing where you're buried into part of a tree?
Not in part of a tree, as far as I know, across the country, but in your own native county of Donegal, there's an Irish green coffin company, and they manufacture and supply wicker coffins. And the same company also have a natural burial ground in Wicklow. I think they've one other location.
Yes, we had them on the show before.
And it's where you can be buried in a natural burial ground as opposed to an organised cemetery.
Yeah. Is that typically cheaper?
Not typically at all, because you know, it still involves transportation of the person to that cemetery, purchase of a plot. It's just more along the lines of what people wish to have that carried out.
So if you want as natural a burial as possible, as that listener does, then the natural burial ground in Wicklow.
Yeah, that's certainly one of the options.
That's one of your options. Yeah. Another 087 1400 106 is the number. What happens if somebody hasn't put money aside for a funeral and the family just don't have that 5 to 7 grand to pay?
Well, thankfully, we live in a state where there's taxes and there's social welfare, and there is a grant called the Special Needs Assistance Grant, which is applied for through your local welfare office. And it has stepped in a lot of cases to look after funerals and the expenses associated with them. When somebody has no money or their family have no money, and they would typically already be in receipt of social welfare payments before they've passed away.
Okay.
And that's how it gets.
So you'll be looked after.
Yeah.
How many bodies can you fit in an Irish grave? My dad died several years ago. My mum is very ill. And I'm wondering, is it possible to put her coffin in with his when he passes?
Depending on the cemetery, depending on the ground conditions, a single wide plot, which is one grave wide or one coffin wide, can fit up to 3 coffins. So that means in a 2 grave wide, or what some people call a double, you can fit up to 9 coffins in it. But 6 is about the most in a double, and 2 is what you would assume normally for a single.
For a single, yeah. Okay. Listener says, my mum passed away this week, and I'm sorry to hear that. This texter says, we're actually having an open casket and I'd like her to wear all of her jewellery because she loved her bling. But would somebody from the funeral home be able to take it off before she's buried? Because I would like to keep it to remember her.
Very, very simple. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and it's very important that people are able to have their personal belongings during the open casket. But you find a lot of times there's family heirlooms, there's keepsakes. So people, yes, can request that to be removed and handed back to them before the coffin is closed.
So we'll just chat to the undertaker about that, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any talk of another cremation centre opening in the west of Ireland? There's only one at the moment and we have to travel quite far to get to it.
Yeah, I think there's plenty of, when I say plenty, there are a few crematoria in for plan permission and some that have been approved around the country. So it's a matter of just contacting your local funeral director and they'll know on a regional basis what's happening where and when.
Is there only one in the west at the minute?
The Shannon Crematorium is the one that's in the west.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're travelling from Sligo or Donegal, then
you're travelling to Lakeland's Crematorium there in Cavan, my own.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, that's where you'll get it. What are the pods that go under trees that you can be put into? Asks this listener.
I'm aware of these abroad. What you can do is if you are cremated and your cremated remains can be placed into a pod, and then you have a tree which grows above that. But in Ireland, we don't have any pods yet where you can be buried as, I suppose, a coffin, interred in a coffin and then a tree above it. So, but mark my words, that day is coming.
Yeah, it'll come for sure. Somebody's wondering about who posts the death notice on RIP.ie?
Yeah, funeral directors all have individual logins for publishing funeral notices on RIP, and you can only publish as a funeral director. So we all have our own individual way of doing that.
Okay. Is it hard to get a spot in a graveyard? Does it need to be booked in years in advance? Asks this listener.
So a lot of your cemeteries like Glasnevin Trust do sell in advance. So you can go to Glasnevin, for example, or any of the private crematory or private cemeteries and purchase a lot of them in advance. In your council run and in your parish run, which would be a lot around the country, they've found that the simplest way to do it is when it's at need, because there's a lot of wheeling and dealing can go on in local areas, buying and selling them over the years.
Be smart about it, but people want the good spot, I suppose, or the, you know, facing a certain direction and sun. Yeah.
And that's why particularly a lot of the parishes have decided that instead of, you know, being seen to be special to one family versus another, they've cut that all out.
Stopped it. And just finally, James in Drogheda says, I have a hip joint. Does that have to be removed before I'm cremated or after?
Yeah, it's one of the things that we have to notify crematoria about the existence of a joint like that. In a lot of cases, they would be removed as part of the process before cremation takes place.
Very interesting. Colm Kieran, funeral.
It's worth pointing out, just a former spokesperson of the IAFD. Oh, I don't want to be
it's causing a
riot. to be something
no,
else.
No problem at all. Right. Colm Kieran, thanks a million. Funeral
thanks,
director
Andrea.
With Kieran Bro's Brothers Funeral Care as well in Cavan. Thanks a million, Colm, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.